KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly cloudy, 2 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We have a wind chill advisory that remains in effect until 10 a.m. for the far west and southwest counties, and until noon today for Cass and other area counties in our listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. No injuries were reported following a two-vehicle collision Monday afternoon in Villisca. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a 2011 Hyundai Sonata owned and driven by 63-year-old Gail Arvin Premer Sr. of Villisca was traveling east on East 1st Street at around 2:10 p.m. when he tried to stop at the intersection with North 4th Avenue. Due to the icy road conditions, though, the car skidded through the intersection and hit the right rear of a 2012 Dodge Ram truck owned and operated by 23-year-old John Dale Beam of Villisca. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,500. There were no citations issued. I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Authorities in Page County said Monday that one person suffered possible unknown injuries during a single vehicle accident that occurred Sunday night north of College Springs. 36-year-old Jason Eugene Long of Shenandoah was traveling southeast on 270th Street at around 7:35 p.m. when he lost control of the 2002 Chevy Equinox he was driving on the slick road surface. The SUV left the road to the right before traveling down an embankment and coming to rest on a creek bed. Long was transported by ambulance to the Clarinda Regional Hospital for possible injuries and treatment. The SUV sustained $5,000 damage. There were no citations issued. The Sac County Sheriff's Office says two men who died in a minivan crash were on their way to work at a construction site. The Sheriff's Office Monday identified the men as 43-year-old Ignacio Zuleta Soto, the driver of the vehicle, and 30-year-old Geronimo Pio Zuleta, a passenger. Another passenger in the minivan, 23-year-old Gabino Pio Zuleta, was treated at a Sioux City hospital and released. That crash happened just before 5 a.m. Friday on U.S. Highway 20 west of Early, when the driver of the minivan lost control and the vehicle entered the median before rolling over. The sheriff's office says the men, who were from Guatemala, lived in Eagle Grove. They were working as insulators at a construction site. The two men who died each were married and had children in Guatemala. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said no injuries were reported following an accident late last Wednesday morning. At around 11:50 a.m., deputies responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident on Wichita Road about a quarter mile east of 680th Street. Officials say a 2004 Dodge 2500 pickup owned and driven by 22-year-old Dayton Michael Amdor of Cumberland was traveling eastbound on Wichita Road, while a 2007 GMC Sierra driven by 17-year-old Dylan Thomas Amdor, also of Cumberland, was heading westbound. The vehicles collided at the crest of a hill, causing a total of $45,000 damage. In addition, a fence which was struck during the accident sustained $300 damage. There were no citations issued. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Monday reported numerous arrests occurred over the past week. Authorities say as a result of a traffic stop on Sunday, deputies arrested 30-year-old Jeffrey Leroy Carpenter of Atlantic and 28-year-old Wayne Rivera Shelby Jr. of Miami, Oklahoma. Both men were taken into custody on charges of possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver. They were brought to the Cass County Jail and released on Monday. Carpenter was released on his own recognizance, while Shelby was released on $1,000 bond. On Saturday, deputies in Cass County arrested 34-year-old Corey Lynn Swain of Griswold on a charge of OWI first offense. Swain was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. Last Friday, 39-year-old Troy Allen Jean McCurdy of Atlantic was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for simple assault. McCurdy was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later in the day on $300 bond. Sheriff's officials said that last Thursday, 23-year-old Justin Dale Hardesty of Cumberland was arrested in Cass County on charges of OWI third offense, driving while barred, driving under suspension, and for having no SR-22 insurance. Hardesty was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $8,000 bond. And last Tuesday, December 17, 36-year-old Adrian Dwayne Hansen of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Jail on a Department of Corrections warrant for a parole violation. Hansen was booked in and later released on his own recognizance. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Terrell W. Klon, age 71 of Oakland, died suddenly on Sunday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Terrell Klon will be held Thursday at 11:30, at the Fellowship of Faith Christian Center in Oakland. Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Bulavon Beatty, age 95 of Avoca and formerly of Hancock, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bulavon Beatty will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Robert Bob Wegner, age 85 of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Bob Wegner are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Margaret Marie Martin, age 92 of Hancock, died Saturday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Margaret Martin will be held at a later date with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. And in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.